Welcome to Hope's Garden and the Bridegroom Speaks podcast with Laura Ercolino.
We're going to start tonight with the very first paragraph, the introduction to the spring of betrothal, and go back and review a theme that we've touched upon before, the spiraling ascent up the mountain of God, our journey towards the eternal wedding feast. So I'm on page 169. At the end of each poem, we believe that the lovers are finally united. But in the next poem, we see the renewal of desire, then of waiting and of seeking until there is new union. This will continue as long as this life goes on. There is no end to our waiting, our desire, and our search for God. And the union, even though it progresses from one poem to the next, from one conversion to the next, will be achieved definitively only in the kingdom. In the song, we progress as if on a mountain path, returning indefinitely above the same point of view, in a spiral without any apparent progress. Yet each time we have come a little closer to the summit. Gregory of Nyssa, in his first homily, already observes this. God, through the voice of Solomon, teaches our reason in the present philosophy of the Song of Songs how to climb by successive stages toward perfection. So there's really a couple of themes that I think are important at the beginning of Brides 2 to talk about just contained in this paragraph. And so one is, like I said, to always be remembering that our spiritual journey, and really it's our healing journey too. It's, I see them now as the same, right? Because as we come closer to the bridegroom, the more that he loves us, the more that we are freed from our wounds and our brokenness, the lies of the past, all the things that have a hold on us, the more that we're freed from all of that, the more that we're opening and saying yes, and the more of his love then that we're able to receive. And as we encounter him again and again and let him pour his love on us, that loving of us is healing. I've learned that his love necessitates his healing us. It's just who he is, our healer, right? Lover of our souls, healer of our hearts. And there's always more healing to be done on this journey to heaven. And so a couple of points to keep in mind as we move forward is that we are on a spiral ascending path up a mountain. So we're ascending, we're not descending. So the ascent can be difficult. It can be tiring. Sometimes we need to stop along the way and rest, but to remember also that he's always with us. And as long as we're staying with him, doing our best to not let things disrupt our prayer life, to keep growing in trust of him, he's going to keep taking us forward. So there will come a point, like it says here in the cantata, where we come to the same point of view, and it seems like we're not making any progress, but we have to remember we're seeing the same view, but from up above, that we're always going up. So even though we may be seeing that same old wound, that same old lies is rattling around in my mind again, that same habitual sin has come up again, not to get down on ourselves, not to despair, not to beat ourselves up, but to remember that maybe it means there's even deeper healing that he needs to do. It may be, yes, I thought I was over this wound. I thought it was healed. And then it comes up again. And often that's because we haven't gotten to the root of it yet. And that's his goal, is to get to the very, very root of these things, our wounds, the things that tempt us, habitual sins. He wants to pull the whole weed out, the whole thing. And that takes time and patience. And so we need to learn to be as patient as he is patient, because he's much more patient than we are. So don't despair is the message I want you to hear from that, is to just keep in mind that you are on a spiraling ascent. And it often feels like or appears that you're not making progress or even that you've gone backwards, but trust in him and allow him to show you what more there is, another layer that he wants to heal. a new perspective on an old wound or an old lie. And the other thing that I think is a point that's important to make is, you know, this paragraph ends with the statement from Gregory of Nyssa that we're climbing by successive stages toward perfection. And I know for me, that word and that idea can be very triggering, triggers all the old perfectionism, right? That I have to do something to earn the bridegroom's love and I have to do it perfectly. And so if I make a mistake, if I fall again, oh no. And that slipping back into the old habit of then beating myself up, feeling ashamed and afraid to go to him. And what we need to remember is a couple things. One, the kind of perfection that we need to keep in our minds is what he asks of us is growing in love, growing in the perfection of being like Mary the bride, in being able to say yes and to open and be receptive. It's not a perfection in how I do things or I never make mistakes. It's that perfection for us as humans, for fallen humans, it would be when I do make a mistake, that right away I turn to him, that I don't beat myself up at all, that I respond to my own sinfulness, my own fallenness with a thank you, Jesus, that you have come to be my savior. Boy, do I need you. Here is another piece of my heart that is not yet yours. Another piece that is still broken, that is still dark, that is still a mess. This is an opportunity. This fall is a gift that shows me there's another piece of my heart that I can give to you. Another place to invite you in to let you love me, to let you love me into wholeness and holiness. One of my favorite lines in the cantata that I think of often is that the bridegroom has no delusions about the weaknesses of his bride. He has no delusions about our weaknesses. He knows your weaknesses better than you do. I often think, you know, he told us, right? He told us, you can do nothing apart from me. And yet how often do we think, I've got this. I know what to do. I can figure this out. I can fix it. And he just waits. He just waits until we fall again and realize, oh, I did it again. I thought I could do it on my own and I can't. And he just wants us to return. He is merciful love, always waiting for his bride to just return to him. No disappointment, no shaming, just open arms, ready to pick us back up, put us back on the path, and continue walking forward. So when we think about the scripture where it says to be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect, one thing Father Michael has taught me in my struggles to overcome my own perfectionism is that is to be perfect in loving. And with Jesus, it means perfect in receiving his love and responding to that love. There is nothing that we did to deserve or earn his love. And so there's nothing that we can do to lose his love. And I know for me, that lifted a huge weight off of my shoulders to realize that and really ponder that.
For more resources and our consecration to Christ the Bridegroom, visit hopesgarden.com, the sanctuary where the spousal love of Christ the Bridegroom heals hearts, marriages, and families. You may also want to join our community powered by Mighty Networks. Download the Mighty Networks app and find us at Hope's Garden.